Joining us now here live on Bloomberg Daybreak Asia is Barbara Ann Bernard, Chief Investment Officer at Wincrest Capital. So one of the things that some financial analysts are looking at going forward, Barbara, is whether or not we can go back to the kind of halcyon days of 2019, or whether or not we have some fundamental changes afoot in the global economy. Let's focus on the U.S. economy to keep it a little bit more straightforward. There are some changes happening with labor. There's a possibility that we have, because of reshoring and friendshoring and that sort of thing, that we see higher levels of inflation permanently. Do you see it that way? And if not, what is the Barbara Ann Bernard view of the next framework?
Well, thanks so much for having me on. I think what we really are talking about here is how a higher cost of capital changes what defines a good business. And the U.S. has done so well for so long because these tech companies were great business models and they were growing quite quickly too. And at full penetration, they don't have the growth they used to have. And this get big at any price because the cost of money was free is over. So what we see is a rotation out of tech and out of the U.S. and into more emerging markets and commodity stocks. And I think you're starting to see that this year. And that in part explains why the NASDAQ's down 30% and an index like the Dow is down 8%. So we just think the next 10 years is very different leadership.
And Barbara, let's not forget, with the end of free money, in essence, means that you may well find a situation where a lot of these business models in the world of tech in particular are unsustainable. So do we get a series of arguably, well, bankruptcies or fire sales here taking place as it does become difficult for funding?
Absolutely, I think so. So we call that profitless prosperity, right? And that's what the market rewarded for the last decade. And now people want real businesses.
When you look at Fed policy for next year, given all of this, there is some discussion that perhaps the Fed will be cutting by sometime in the latter half of next year. Others say it will take much longer. And the reason for that would be that they want to stay higher for longer. How do you see that shaping up?
So I think that's the biggest risk out there right now, because the market, the cost of capital is still negative in real terms. So people always want to buy the dip and they're conditioned. And there's still some animal spirits out there where Powell speaks and he says something and everyone focuses on the positive. And so when he spoke at the Brookings Institution in November, what I focused on was he said the Federal Reserve, quote unquote, will push rates higher than previously expected and keep them there for an extended period. What that means is he's trying to readjust expectations around the dot plot. So if he reiterates that on Wednesday, I think it can have a material impact on the market. And again, that goes back to which business models are viable. What people are thinking is, as you said, oh, we'll have a cut in the second half of 2023 and, back to the races. And I think this time is different. You can say, great, inflation went from 9 to 7, but it's still, it's a long way from 2. And so I just feel like the road back to the goal of 2% will be longer and bumpier than the market is pricing in. And if you look at the past 5 rate cycles, the average period before you lower rates is 11 months. And so if we have yet, so 50 basis points on Wednesday, sure, that's kind of consensus. Again, some in Q1, you're not going down in 2023. And by the way, if you do, it's because it's a massive recession, which is not good. So I think some of these animal spirits need to just be, tamed, honed in a bit.
Barbara, in 20 seconds or thereabouts, just give us a couple of your top picks.
I'm really fond of India and China just because so much of the growth is coming out of those markets going forward and they're cheap. So if you look at a company like Make My Trip, it's the Expedia of India. It's profitable at the EBITDA level now. So it took advantage of cheap money to get big. It's growing at a 15% CAGR and it's on, 12 times EBITDA. To me, that is a great buy.
Thank you so much, Barbara Ann Bernard, their Chief Investment Officer at Wincress Capital. We've got a lot more on the way. This is Bloomberg.
Well, we mentioned equity markets and also currencies in the Asia Pacific. What about Bitcoin? Well, it's trading down now, off about 0.8%. The latest quote, 16,980 per coin.